Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, Pardes alum. This week, B'chalutcha with Rabbi Daniel Landes. Rabbi Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This week's Parsha B'chalutcha, when you raise up. Most of these parshiot, when it talks about the Mishkan, of course, the major focus inevitably goes to the Kohanim. I want to speak about the Leviim. Can't make it without the facilitators, the Leviim, the Levites, facilitate what goes on. Chapter 8, verse 23, and 24, and 25, 26 gives us occasion to understand them. Let me read quickly. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe l'emor, God spoke to Moshe saying, that was verse 23. Zot asher l'alevim, this is the matter of the Levites. This is how it goes. Miben chamesh v'esrim shana v'mala, yavo litzvot tzava b'avodat ohel moed, from the age of 25 and up, they come to head the camp, make the force. You know, the tzavan is a term for a force, like a military force. Levots tzavav bavodat olmoed, in their service in the tent of meeting. That's the term for the mikdash, for the holy area. Umiben chamishim shana yeshuv mitzva avodah v'lo yavod od. At the age of 50, they come back from this force of work. Of the word work, avodah, means divine service. This army of divine service. V'lo yavod od, they don't serve anymore. 25 to 50. V'sheiret etachav, Ba'ohel Moed, Lishmor Mishmeret, Vavodah Lo Yavod. And they should serve their brothers. Another way of translating, they serve with their brothers, it means their fellow Israel, the Levites, in the Ohel Moed. They guard the guarding. Lishmor Mishmeret, they guard the guarding. But, Vavodah, but the divine service they no longer participate in. So shall you do with the Levites in their guarding. There's several points to make before we look into the commentators. First of all, what the Levites do is also called an avodah. It seems here, as we will see, that there is avodah and then there's something a little lesser. Avodah means divine service. It's a term we normally use for the Kohanim. The Levites' main divine service is bearing the ark on their shoulders and bearing everything else when it moves in the desert on their shoulders. They can only do this from the age of 25 to 50. But they still have activity afterwards. They are lishmor mishmeret. They guard the garden, the guarding, and this we'll talk about. And this you have to take care of the Levites in their guarding, but in their guarding could also mean in their rotation of guarding. Not all Levites were on service at the same time. They had their, just like the Kohanim, just like the priests, they had their own rotation. But the rotation ends at the age of 50. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, this is you shall do to the Levites, Zot asher l'Leviim. And it points out something very important, that the years invalidate them. Shanim poslim bahem. Years, meaning if they get too old, they are invalidated. V'ein hamumim poslim bahem. But the blemishes, physical blemishes, do not invalidate them. The Kohanim were supposed to be kind of beauty queens, as it were. They needed to be good-looking. They needed not to have a blemish. This is hard for us to understand. We're all blemished. Everyone has a blemish. But here we're not talking about moral blemishes, physical blemishes. But physical blemishes seem so unimportant. Why would someone be disqualified from being a priest for a physical blemish, a problem of sight, a problem of a loss of limb? And that basically come down to it, is that the Kohanim were public stars. And as public stars, and they were looked upon, that's my term for beauty queen, and looked upon, the Torah evidently wanted no distraction from that sight. And therefore, they needed to be fully without any sort of blemish. The Levites, on the other hand, really did their service, their avodah, on the quiet, almost invisible. When the rest of Bnei Yisrael were trudging in the desert, they also were trudging, except they were carrying. And therefore, a blemish did not make any difference as long as they could do their work. On the other hand, what did make a difference is years. And the Rashi is pointing out from the Gemara that if they were too young and were afraid they can miss or they could something mishap would take place, we don't allow them to do the avodah. When they reach an age, the old age of 50, which I used to think was an old age, my own blemish, I thought that was an old age, metaphorical blemish, they can no longer work. Because it's the years and we'll see what they needed to have. So it says here, being ben chamesh vesrim, they start working at 25. Ubimakom acher. And in another place it says, be ben shloshim shana. Earlier in chapter 4 of Bamidbar of Deuteronomy, of Bamidbar, it says in chapter 4, verse 3, it says, numbers as we call it, they refer to, the Torah says 30 years. This is an outright difficulty. Which one is it? They begin their work at 25 or they begin their work at 30? Okay, said, how can this be? Mi ben esrim v'chamesh ba'ol mod halachot or hilchot avodah v'lo meid chamesh shanim. Truth is, they came at 25 to begin the theoretical part of their course of study. And they studied for 5 years, learning all the laws of the Mishkan. Ben Shloshim Oved, but their actual work happened at the age of 30. Now, the Rashi brings from Talmud Chulin that there's also a pedagogical instruction that comes here. Mikan l'talmid shelo ra'a simen yafe b'mishnato b'chamesh shanim shuv eino ro'eh. For here we see that a student who puts in his effort, or her effort, and doesn't see a good sign in their learning. Learning's just not really making it. They really put at it 5 years. Shuv eino ro'eh, he's never going to see it. Now, it could be when I was younger, I thought this was a discouragement within Rashi, but I found this to be a very helpful and profound lesson that while we have tremendous valuation of Torah study in our communities, it sometimes is at the expense of those whose learning abilities, for whatever reason, are not there. And we punish them often by keeping, and punishes in quotation marks, we punish them by having them learn and learn and learn even though they don't see a bracha. Rashi quotes the Gemara and says, look, if it doesn't work in 5 years, which itself is a long time, if it doesn't work 5 years, don't expect it. I think what this statement is basically saying is, let that person do something else with their life. Let that person serve God in another way. And I have found this to be a very uplifting comment and a freeing comment, a liberation comment. There could be many reasons why a person's not, the learning is not working. It could be just where just how the brain is organized. It could be where their spirit is organized, what they love. And Rashi does not give the reasons. He gives the consequence. And he says, if they don't find the bracha, let them go. So right now, however, in terms of our course of understanding the Levites come in with a 25, intensive study for 5 years. They know all matter of what takes place in the Mishkan. 5 years of study. They are the experts. They bow to no one, including the Kohanim, in their knowledge of the details of what must go on in the Avodah, and certainly their own Avodah. Rashi continues that it says, and at 50 years of age, they return from this service, mitzvah avodah. We give people yeshikayach for their service, and this is the service they did, velo yavodod, but they should not serve any longer. Rashi points out, avodat masah b'ketav, because they were caring, and they're carrying on their shoulders. And once the guy hits 50, well, he might not just be as good at it. I'm sure many are. I'm sure I was at 50, looking back, but 50 is a time of change. Avochozer hu l'ni'ilat sha'arim. So what does he do? And it's really in reference to the next verse, where it says, v'sheireta tachav, he serves with his brothers. A different word than avodah, and that's sheiret is a less impactful word. It means he does work in the ohel moed, in that house of meeting between God and Israel. And what does he do? He returns to doing things he may have done earlier when they were getting him ready in the pre 25 years of age. When the Ilat Sha'arim, closing and locking the gates, the Shir, and to sing, the Lit Own, Agalot, and to unpack the wagons that carried the paraphernalia, the Zehu V'Sharta Etachav, and that's what V'Sheireta Etachav, you serve with your brothers, Im achohi ketargumo, with his brothers. Lishmor mishmeret, to guard the guarding. Lechanot saviv lohel, to encamp near the tent. V'hakim l'hori b'shat ha-masa'ot, and to put up the great tent and take down the tent during the time of the journey. So these men were not kicked out. These men were not, you know, have their glory years and then left. They were, in a sense, beyond the peak experience that could only take place when they were old enough to be very, very careful, and when they weren't too old, they could no longer carry without the same vigor. But they were doing things, and things that they were doing was of great purpose. And on that, let's turn to the Chizkuni. And the Chizkuni, he also repeats the notion that the blemishes are not a problem for the Levi'im, who essentially do their service really out of the public spectacle. And he points out that, and this follows the Gemara and Chulin, that this parsha may, in fact, only be for those times of the camp being put up and put down in the Midbar. Tanu Rabbanan, rabbis have learned, Chulin Chaf Dalad, Chulin 24a, Tanu Rabbanan ben Levi mi ben Shloshim, v'ad ben Chamishim, kosher l'avodah, v'shanim posim lo, bo, just as we said before, serves from 30 to 50, if you're the 5 years of learning, and blemishes are not a problem, but years, when he gets too old, is a problem. B'med Devorim Memurim, what's this talking about? B'olam O'echa B'midbar, when they had the Mishkan, the tent of meeting in the desert. Shalohayo Mushavim. They were never settled. Bavoda Bekatav. And they had to Bekatav. And they had to carry it. And I know all the Midrashim that it wasn't the Levites who carried the various parts of the Mishkan, but it was actually the parts of the Mishkan who carried the Levites. But I think we can understand that metaphorically. And basically, when it comes down to brass tacks, you need people in really good shape in the proper years. Therefore, the only people that could carry the Aron HaKodesh, the Holy Ark, would have to be B'nai Koach. And here B'nai Koach is not metaphorical. It means strong people. Avo B'shilo U'Beit Olamim. But in other places where the Mishkan rested for many, many years, Shayu M'yushavim U'Kuvuim, they were resting and they were established. Ein Nifsalim Ela B'kol. So the problem is no longer how old you were. In other words, you could go beyond the year of 50 because there was never any need to carry. It's a pretty radical, understanding of the pasuk to limit it only to the Dor HaMidbar. But according to this, nonetheless, there is a psul. There is a blemish that can invalidate a Levite from being a Levite, and that is his voice. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ma'ikra Vayi, Ke'achad u'b'chatzrim u'mshorim l'ashmiya kol echad tivar yomim bet, that this was the purpose of the Levites, to sing as in one voice. Ke'achad afil zekenim b'mashma, as in one voice, and we understand from that even zekenim, the zaken here means post 50, even a zaken can sing out. As long as he can sing out, he functions as a Levite. Kolachad shetzrichim levasem et kolam, shiyen yirek kolachad. One voice that they needed to perfume their voices. I mean, they had to work on their act. They had to have a very good act, a very good singing act, that will sound as if not 80 people singing together, 500 people singing together, 5,000 singing together, but sounds like one voice. And this is how we understand what is taking place. So basically what we have here is a very interesting notion on two sides. On one side is the notion of what happens before the age of 30, and that is the intellectual need of the Levites to really understand what they're doing. 5 years of study. By then, they are intellectually aware of a full sense. And if they can't do it within the 5 years, they are exempt. And this becomes a paradigm for Torah study as well. You become exempt from full-time Torah study if after 5 years you're not really finding hatzlacha, you're not really finding success. 30 to 50 was really the avoda. And here the avoda is really the avodah, the work, in which you need to be b'nei koach. You have to be strong. I think it starts at 30 so that you're not overly anxious or overly careless. And therefore, you have to be very careful. It starts at 30. It ends at 50 because you're at your peak of your strength. Just when I'm getting good, they're taking me off the duty, but that's exactly how it takes place. You are not abandoned, however, as a Levite. Even though you're not doing the avoda, and here the avoda is basically the katef on your shoulder, which means you could be blemished, but in the ways of the coin. But because when your avodah, the avodah of the Levites, is an avodah of really bearing the burden. And bearing the burden, as long as you can bear the burden, you're within those years, you can do so. We've also learned from this that bearing the burden is, according to one way of understanding the Gemara, time specific, meaning it's 30 to 50 makes sense when you're really bearing the burden in terms of moving the Mishkan from place to place. But if the avoda has shifted, and now their major avoda of the Levites is keeping the gates closed at the time a piece that we didn't read, but that's in the commentaries, keeping the Zarim, keeping the non-Kohanim, the non-Levites away, making sure the right people, kind of, they were the gatekeepers of the Mishkan, doing that work, and then the great work of harmonizing their voices together to be one voice. And this is a good place to end, because the greatest avoda is to sing out to God, and the greatest avoda here is described is not your own voice, but your voice perfumed, made beautiful, made wonderful, made aesthetic, in which it harmonizes together with every other voice. Shabbat Shalom for Parshat Bahalotcha. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.